That's the intro music. How y'all doing? I'm kidding. That's not the intro music.
Oh my god. Alright. Hello everyone and welcome back to the second episode, or welcome to the second episode of the Strange Quirk for Anime podcast. I'm Strange Keith.
I'm Quirky Jerk.
And we have decided to piss everyone off with episode 2 with our top 10 anime list.
Disclaimer, it's called current top 10. I don't want nobody barking down my throat because of where the placements are. People are gonna be mad. But before we go there,
hers is current. Mine is.
His is still current too.
Mine is,
because he ain't seen everything.
Mine is of everything that I've seen.
That's so. What it would be. It's current. When you watch more stuff, you're gonna have more things slide into your top 10. Like
I've also seen more than her too.
No one asked for any of that, sir. Thank you. There's still more to see. So, until you've watched everything, you'll be a current top 10.
Well, yeah, this is our top 10s as of this moment. Yeah.
I've seen less. Let's go ahead and say it. You know, let's get the cat out the bag. Whatever. I've seen enough.
But before we get into that, this is the anime podcast for black people. Well, for all people, but we're black and we love black people because those are our people.
What are you doing?
So this is black that's who we do it
you
for.
Sound
we
like
do
a
it for
Russian
our people.
Bot. We love black people. Oh, yes, we do, in fact, love black people.
I mean, how can you not love black people? Well, I guess
there's some
people find a reason not to, but
we do.
I love y'all black people, so
hilarious.
There you go.
So, like, you're really trying to sit like the Democrats right now. We love you, black people. Vote for us in November.
Yeah, I had to get my Hillary pander on.
Are you gonna,
got hot sauce in my fat.
Wait, what's that dance? What's the shit? With the, when you put the face in your elbow?
The dab.
You got to do the dab.
And Nae-Nae. She Nae-Nae, too. I remember that.
Oh, let's not. Let's move on to a happier thought. So before we get into our top 10, we're going to talk about, you know, like we did in the last episode, the things that we're watching right now and kind of how they're doing for us.
The fall 2018 season just started. As of this recording date, it was like 2 weeks ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. For some of them. Some stuff like a week or so ago.
Some stuff still ain't came out.
Yeah, some stuff still has.
Ingress! Ingress! Excuse me,
some,
I'm sorry.
Some stuff still,
I got
hasn't,
allergies.
Still hasn't dropped yet. what I've started so far, well, we both started Conception.
Ooh.
Which episode one was pretty wild. We both started Goblin Slayer.
Talk about wild.
Which
those
episode
two
one
different
was
wilds
was
for the record.
Very, very wild.
Two completely it different was... wilds. I want to tell y'all that now. If you have not seen Goblin Slayer, do not watch that shit with children. Matter of fact, just don't. Don't even. No. 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 The cover art looks all peaceful. Like, little goblins. Oh, they're like ugly, but they're cute. Don't be fooled. Do not be fooled.
Yeah. So just a little bit of news on Goblin Slayer. The first episode was apparently so graphic that Crunchyroll has decided to add a a content warning at the beginning of the episode.
We didn't get that content warning, for the record. I was genuinely, like, scarred from the episode. Like, I was jaw to the floor, like, heart just stopped beating type. I was scarred. Like, I'm still scarred. I don't want to watch the second episode. We're going to watch it after this episode. We'll have to turn this off. But, like, if that's the first episode, I don't want to know what is left. Like, what else is there after the first episode? Because that,
Yeah, there was, a group of people, including us, that saw the episode without the content warning at the beginning.
I feel discriminated against.
And we were very, very much in for a surprise.
Content warning, the nerve.
I honestly love that they went there, but
I bet you do love that they went there. You're weirdo.
Some people, I know it was very, very graphic for some people. But yeah, what else? I started Radiant, which the first episode was all right, nothing too spectacular. I'll give it a few more episodes to see how it goes. And then I'm also I might be later than some people on this, but I started Seven Deadly Sins this week just because it finally dropped on Netflix. I know some people have seen it already and been watching it week to week, I guess.
You're earlier than me.
But yeah, I was too lazy to go search it out to find the week to week stream. So yeah, I just started that. And then also I've been Golden Kamuy started 2 weeks ago, I think. That's season 2. And then A Certain Magical Index season 3 started like 2 weeks ago too. And I've been I hadn't seen the beginning of those, so I just started those to try and catch up for these new fall episodes.
Yeah, I have Golden Kamuy or whatever. Yeah, however you pronounce that on my things of I want to start watching because I saw the cover art for season 2 and I was like, oh, that's cute. I never heard about it till season 2, so I was like, I'll check it out. But I haven't sat down for that yet because I was just watching Code Geass. But I still gotta finish season 2 of that and then I'll move on to binging into some newer stuff because I have a few other things I'm already starting on. I just watched Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai today, and the name itself is weird enough like to intrigue me to want to see why that's the name, but the first episode is weird enough to keep me watching for the second one. I already started the second one, but I haven't finished it. I pushed pause to start this recording here, but I'm gonna wait till episode 4 before I have an actual judgment, because I feel like they're building on this first and second episode. And I feel like this is gonna come to something kind of cool before the fourth episode. And I don't know why. I just feel that way. And then what else? I wanted to touch back on Conception for a second, because I want to talk about that goddamn raccoon bear. That little thing is a mess. What is that? Why? Why is that a thing?
It was very annoying. I think that was a red panda.
I don't know what the hell that was.
I want to say it was a red panda because that's what those look like. But
raccoon bear.
He was annoying.
He was horrible.
He was
bad. He would have got kicked literally, like with my foot.
Little pervert. Little pervert bear. Man. Pervert panda.
Pervert panda. Pee-pee. Nah, that thing got to go. Like, he don't need to be in every episode at all. I know they put him in there for comedic relief, but he awkward. Like, he make what's going on in there worse. Like,
yeah, I would be completely okay with him not being in every episode.
He made the setting more creepy. Like, why are you here, sir or ma'am? Let me not assume it's gender. Like, whatever you are, you got to go. Let me think.
We also started Hinamaru Sumo wrestler.
Oh yeah, the sports anime about the sumo wrestling kid.
Yeah, the little shorty that he's short. Hence the word shorty, but you know. Yeah. He's cool though, he's spunky. I like him. Like, I want to see him succeed. Even though I know it's an anime and there's going to be some trials and tribulations, but
well, yeah.
I don't want them. I want just success from the start. He already short as hell. You don't need no more struggles.
He got a lot of heart, little spunky dude.
Yeah, he got a lot of heart. I fucks with his he stands by what he say. I like that. I can appreciate that type of stuff.
Yeah, he cool. I don't know. She'll be watching that. I don't know if I'll be watching along with, but we'll see. I saw it on the stuff to come out in fall, and I wasn't super interested. The first episode got me, since we watched that together, the first episode got me a little more interested than I was just reading like the description of what it was supposed to be about.
Yeah, I only picked it because I was like, I don't really watch sports anime as it is. And I was like, you know what? Let me watch some sumo wrestling in anime version because that sounds interesting. No, it really doesn't sound interesting. I just wanted to see how boring it could actually get. But it's not boring. Like, it was kind of cool, though. Like,
yeah, at least the first episode wasn't boring.
It did give me Naruto vibes, though. Naruto vibes, yes. It totally did because I just feel like all these little characters just remind me of Naruto. Like, they really do. And it's not their... It is their fault, actually. Let me not lie. It is their fault. But it does seem interesting enough to check out the second episode when it drops. So, I'll let you guys know on our next recording how I think the second episode, or whenever we actually record, whatever episode I am up to, I will give you guys that information as to, like, is it actually worth checking out. And I will say that my anime likes and his anime likes are two totally different things. So,
well, I was gonna say very different, but they're not super different, but different enough.
Yeah, they vary enough. Like, the things that we agree on, but the things that we do not agree on, we do not agree on. There are some things he likes that I won't watch, and there's some stuff that I like he won't watch,
like anything slice of life.
Shut up.
Like, literally anything slice of life.
Yeah, Kiki.
I will not watch Slice of Life.
I'm going to make him watch some Slice of Life, guys.
I will not watch Slice of Life.
I'm not going to tell him about it. I'm just going to put it on.
That's, for me, Slice of Life is like torture.
Get out of here.
That's like, I feel like if I was like captured by some enemy and they wanted to torture me and get information out of me, all they'd have to do is put on like a Slice of Life
marathon. You would just be sitting there enthralled. Oh my god, this is so good.
If they captured me and forced me to watch Slice of Life for like 6 hours, they will get all the information they wanted out of me.
Because one of these days, there's going to be some handcuffs involved, and you're going to think it's going in a direction that you like, and it's just going to be going into a direction of Slice of Life.
Wow.
That was great. Moving on.
That will be a sad day for everyone.
No, it won't. Everyone involved. It'll be a great day for everybody because you can't do nothing
day for
about it.
Everyone involved.
Only you? I'm going to have a great day that day. I'm going to be cracking up laughing.
That's what you think.
We are going to be enjoying the anime together.
Oh, no. You will be enjoying the anime by yourself and listening to me complain and groan the entire time.
That sounds like everything that we do.
And find a way to get out of it.
You can't get out of it. You'll be handcuffed. You're going to be stuck.
Oh, I will Harry Houdini that day. Trust me. I will Houdini that whole day.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Let's go on, though. Let me see. What did we talk about in the last one? I want to make sure I wrap up on the ones that we have. Those are pretty much... Did you have any more for fall? Well, I mean, that you already started?
That started? No, not that. I started. No.
Okay, I think I have all, I said all the ones I started. I want to start Katakuri Circus. I have to watch it, though. It just came out on Prime, Amazon Prime TV. And we haven't watched it yet. I think I literally just found it yesterday, finally. I think it finally just came up. I don't know what date it came out on, but I finally put it on my watch list. And since it's on my Prime, I told him that I will wait, and he can watch it with me.
Yes, I need to watch that because the trailer was lit. Very, very fire.
So yeah, so that will be watched by the next episode, and we can give you information on that. But yeah, it's on Amazon Prime TV. If you have Prime, if you don't have Prime, find your cousin that does. You know, your wealthy cousin. Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know who you thought of. Find them, go to their house, have them log on to something on their Amazon, and watch it. Other than that, I have a Fire Stick, so it's going to be on my Fire Stick. You know, if you were a good person, you'd have a Fire Stick too. If you don't, you know, you're not a good person. But, yeah, other than that, those are the ones that have been, like, started outside of Katakuri Circus. But that one's out, and, like, I've been waiting for it, like, a creep. Other than that, what are you watching? Like, outside that's not current. Anything else that you're watching that's like in the background?
No, that's pretty much everything I'm watching right now. Like I said last episode, I had started Haiku, but I kind of put that down because it just wasn't holding my interest like I really wanted it to. And I'm really, really trying to catch up on a certain magical index and Golden Kamuy so I can get into these new episodes. Oh, and then I also did, this technically isn't really an anime, but we watched together Thunderbolt Fantasy, which is like
puppets.
It's like hand puppets, but kind of anime styled, and like the visual effects were really like insanely dope, and it's like how the hell are they doing that with hand puppets? Like,
I want to know how long that shit took.
It's really, really good. But they, the second season of that just started a week or two ago too, so I might watch that whole first season and see if I can catch up to the second season. But yeah, it was like insanely good for considering it was freaking hand puppets.
He was like, "Yeah, I'm about to put this on. It's made out with puppets." I was like, "Puppets? What do you mean puppets?" He put it on. I was like, "Is that a porcelain doll? What is this?" And we sat there for maybe two more minutes, not shut up. It's actually pretty good. But when you look at it though, you're like, "Is that a porcelain doll?" Like,
yeah, it's what the stuff that they do with those puppets is. It's crazy. You would never think that anyone would be able to do this. The stuff that they're doing with
some puppets,
with freaking hand puppets. Yeah, it's.
They got them moving too. They got bundles in their head. Like, hair was just moving. I'm like, okay.
And it's fight scenes and magic and all types of stuff. So,
if you are looking for something, you know, a little different, a little, you know, not your speed, maybe, check it out. We watched it on Crunchyroll. I don't know if it's on anything else. But it was actually pretty cool. I wasn't mad. I'd be mad at a lot of stuff though, but I wasn't mad at that. Other than that, you want to just go onto the list?
Or do you want to? Yeah, let's go to the main event. Let's get to these top 10 lists and piss everyone off.
To freedom! To money! Go ahead. You go first.
Me first. All right. So, top 10 lists. I just want to warn everybody that I'm sure a lot of you will be very upset.
I'm already upset. I don't even know what's on there.
That's my disclaimer. So, at 10, I have...
Well, you started with 10.
Yeah. Well, at 10, I have Yuri on Ice. Now... I know some people, a lot of people probably, are going to disagree with it, but I absolutely love that anime. The fact that it even had like yaoi stuff in there, like yaoi illusions, and was able to still get me to keep watching, and it was about freaking figure skating, like that should, for me, like that's already enough that I literally watched the whole season, and it's about figure skating and there's yaoi moments in there, but the story is just really good, and then the art and the skating and dancing sequences are really good on top of that. So I just, for me, it was almost kind of like no question. Yeah, I'm sure something will come along maybe and move it out of the top 10, but for me, Yuri on Ice really was like, yeah, that's gotta go in there.
I totally did not put that on my list. We just watched that last. I just watched it for the first time this past weekend. We went to a binging event. It was really cool to sit there for 4 hours and watch one full season of it. Because I didn't think I would be into it, honestly. But I liked it, actually. It's not in my top 10, but you know, it's.
But it was good, right?
It was good. Yeah, I genuinely did not think I would watch that at all. I thought that was just gonna be one of the animes I just missed out on. You see it at Spencer's and Hot Topic and stuff. You see the little scarves and stuff, and it's like, oh, that's cute. But I genuinely, prior to my friend Diamond texting me about that event, I would not have put that on my television.
Even though I had told her to.
I had told her to. Nobody asked you. You know how I am. So there are some things that I'm not visually pleased with, but yeah. So I'll leave that there. Go on to number 9, sir. Or do you want me to do my number 10?
Do your 10.
Oh, okay. So I had a really tough time coming up with my top 10. So that's why I really wanted to put that disclaimer on there. That is my current top 10 of what I have watched so far. Aside from my list about the piss y'all off, I don't really care about that. My list is anime that I feel, having watched, I would be upset to not have watched. I know that doesn't make sense, but somebody understood that. My number 10 is Homes of Kyoto. I just really love that. And I know a lot of people are not going to like it, but I don't care. I just really liked like how the time they took to kind of make the, I don't know if the stuff that they talked about in there was real or not, like the actual artifacts and the artwork and stuff like that. I don't know if that was real, but like the steps that they took to make you feel like you learned something that day, like, oh, this little teacup thing is from like 8th century China, like whatever, that shit was cool to me. I'm that kind of nerd that likes to just know stupid stuff for stupid reasons. So I just really liked it, and I kind of liked how they had like this cat and mouse relationship, but they never ever once like got serious about like dating each other. Like, I really, really thought that was cute. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm one of the people that like to read like dystopian novels, but they can't have sex. Like, I'm that person. Like, if it's going to be some kids around, I need it to be just very PG. Like, but I really liked it. I did. And if anyone out there has seen it and does like it, let me know, because so far, the only person I know that's even touched it is my friend Diamond, and she doesn't like it, but our anime taste doesn't, they're not the same either. So, which I don't think most people's, I think everybody has their own bracket. Yeah. So,
but someone please talk with her about it, because I am not going to, because that show is, it's slice of life. And we already discussed how I feel about that genre.
So, shut up.
So someone please.
Please.
Please. Discuss this show with her so I don't have to. Thanks.
Just bargaining me off, huh? Cool. But yeah, I just like that. I like that one a lot. And I cannot wait to see if there's going to be a season 2. I don't know what they would do for a season 2, honestly, but I still look forward to it because I like it. What's your number 9?
So, my number 9 is My Hero Academia.
Ooh, Twitter gonna get your ass.
And I know there's some people that love it, some people that hate it. The My Hero fandom can be extremely annoying.
They're like the beehive.
Yeah, like, don't. I might cut that out just because I don't need both fandoms attacking us.
No, I love Beyonce and I love the Beehive, but y'all know it'll be 4 years later, y'all still commenting on Kid Rock's page. So y'all know. I love y'all though. I will be right there with y'all putting little bees in his comment section too.
But the My Hero fandom can get very annoying. But the show is really good. Like, it's really, really good. And I had heard a lot about it before I started watching it. And I was like, okay, it sounds good, but I definitely didn't think it was going to be as good as it's ended up being. And it was the first show to get me to watch week to week. And like, I usually love to just sit. I used to just sit and wait for shows to wait for the season to wrap up, and I'll just go and binge it. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal to me. But with My Hero Academia, once I got everything caught up and it started coming out week to week, I was like, you know, I'm not about to sit and wait for this whole season to finish and then go watch it. I'm gonna just go ahead and watch this week to week, and that's the show that got me into watching week to week. Cause it's just been so good, especially this last season.
I'm gonna keep my comments to myself right now because it will follow on my end. So, but apparently it's good enough to be on my end as well. Just not number 9, cause you know, whatever. But my number 9 is Blue Exorcist. I put that there because it wasn't originally going to go on my list. But when I got down to like 8 and I was like, what is left? I remembered when it was Anime Expo, I saw a Rin and I screamed. Like, I like chased him down and made him take a picture because I was that excited. And that makes me know that anime actually touched me. Like, I enjoyed it enough to, like, I don't get excited about every costume I see. Like, that's just not going to happen. There's a lot of costumes at Anime Expo, and some of them I don't recognize. But that one, I was like, I genuinely got excited when I saw him because he was like the only person I seen in that costume from that anime the whole weekend at all, I think. I think maybe I saw maybe one other person, but doesn't matter. He had the little tail. It was cool. But I really did like that anime, though. I liked the struggle between the two brothers. I liked that the one who thought he was the only one that had the Satan in him was like struggling so much to do well. Like, he really, really wanted to be an exorcist. Like, he wanted to just do everything that his adoptive father was doing. Like, he wanted to live that life, even though he knew it was going to be challenging for him. So I like those kind of stories where it's like the person wants to do well. And that's kind of why I want to watch, Black Clover. I can't. But we're not talking about Black Clover right now. But that is...
Yes, I was about to go in. I'm so happy you stopped that because I was really about to go in on Black Clover.
We'll go in on that another day. Once I have to get to at least episode 10 before I talk bad about it. I'm on episode like 5. I still can't. I can't. But I'm going to try. I'm going to continue to try because everybody raves about it. Like, everybody that watches it likes it. And I'm just like, am I the only one that doesn't? But it's not the script. It's the voices. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Blue Exorcist. Blue Exorcist was wonderful. It was visually stunning. The voices weren't annoying because we know I have a problem with annoying voices. So I watched it. I would watch it again. Season 2 was a bit strange. But season 1 is my number 9 here. Season 2 was good, but it paled in comparison to the first one.
It wasn't close to as good as season 1.
Yeah, the season 1 was like fire. Like, it was good.
Yeah, season 1 was very good. I was debating putting Blue Exorcist in mine too, along with Seraph of the End too. Those were two that were like honorable mention that kind of I ended up like just pushing out kind of at the end, but they were in the running for sure.
Yeah. Season 1 was flames. If you have not seen that, watch that. You can stop after season 1. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you have to watch season 2. It's good. Don't get me wrong. It'll be worth the watch, but don't don't sit there and say, I told you to watch season two. Like, after you don't, when you get done, they'll be like, oh, Janice said watch. I didn't say that. I didn't say it at all. So, moving on to number 8.
All right.
Hachi.
So, my number 8, I feel like my number 8 is probably going to be the one that makes the most people upset.
You already got My Hero Academia at 9. I really don't know what else you could do.
We'll see. So, at 8, I have Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Okay, I can hear the army coming to get us now. You guys, I haven't watched it, so it's not on my top 10. I'll let you guys know that right now. It's not on my top 10, okay? It's not. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it when I have time to sit and actually binge, because I heard raving things, like raving. Before he gets into why he's about to offend the hell out of y'all, I just want y'all to know it's not me, okay? We go together, but we not the same person, okay? Don't direct your hate towards me.
Yeah, so I know a lot of people are going to be upset with that, because a lot of people I've seen have that in their top 3. A lot of people have that as their top 1. I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, how's that not at least top 5? But for me, it just, it's good. But I don't know. I guess it just didn't resonate with me the way that it resonates with other people.
They gonna get you.
Cause like, I got it at 8, and even that was, that felt like, do I really want to put it at 8?
Y'all should see his face. He looked like he didn't even want to put it in the 10.
But yeah, it's at 8 for fan service. No. Ooh. I'm kidding. But I think it deserves 8, honestly. It just, the story was good. I didn't like the art style. For me, like, I know a lot of people can get past art style, but for me, the art style is very big. Because I feel like the art style is really what draws you in with the story. So, me not like that, but that's like a good thing for them, because I didn't like the art style, but I still finished it, you know. Like Kill la Kill, I hated the art style. I couldn't even get 15 minutes in because I hated the art style so much. So the fact that I didn't like the art style,
you watched Ruby,
but Ruby's good. Thank you very much.
Who said that?
We're gonna deal with her little Ruby comment later.
We're gonna deal with her Ruby comment later.
But yeah, the fact that I didn't like the art style and still finished the entire anime is a big up to the story of being good. And I was kind of late watching it too. I'm glad I watched it, because now I finally get the Nina and the dog memes with the fusion dance and stuff.
Yeah, I don't get it.
which is funny but cruel.
I guess I'll have to get that joke later.
But it's a very emotional anime, which I think is good, because like, you don't always get that kind of emotional kind of response and moments from that type of like action adventure anime.
Did you cry?
So. No, I didn't cry. Only one anime has ever made me cry.
We'll get there, I'm sure.
You know what that is. Mm-hmm. It's not in my top 10 list, but
what?
Yeah, I didn't put it in my top 10, you even though it's like the only anime ever to get
he
tears out.
He raves about that anime too. Like, he's always telling me to watch it, and I am watching it, but slowly. Yeah, so, you know, you're number 8.
But yeah.
Let's reiterate the fact that you guys should beat him up.
So, yeah, I have Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood at 8.
Make sure you guys at him with the hate, okay? All right? I don't want it. My number 8 is Samurai Champloo.
At 8, huh?
And you go, you try to send the people my way now. Yes, I know Samurai Champloo is a cult classic, but I'm not saying specifically that any of the stories above Samurai Champloo are better.
But I am saying that it's my number 8. I enjoyed it a lot. It did take me a minute to get through it, though. And that's probably why it's at 8. I know everyone else likes it for this reason, but I genuinely hated the hip hop aspect of that show. Like,
how?
I hated how? Every time I heard that. I hated every time it came on. I wanted to push mute, but I didn't know when it'd be done. Like,
I just want to let everyone know that I had nothing to do with any of her opinion on this.
I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize to you guys that loved that, because I'm talking about from the first episode, I got upset. I turned it off the first time I watched it, actually, because I was like, I can't do it. And then
I can't believe you. I can't believe you didn't like that.
I hated it.
Top five anime betrayals.
Hated it. And you guys know what? You could direct your hate to me on that one. That's fine. I'll take it. That's fine. I'll take that on the chin. I don't really care, because I hated it. And I love the anime, though. The anime was great, but that hip-hop aspect, I could have done without. That I never needed it. But I really, really loved the trio that they had, and how she basically like forced them to go on this journey with her. Like, how you go on a whole ass journey with two complete strangers, and one is definitely a psycho, and one is probably like, we can't confirm what he is. Like, he's hella smart, but like, is he a psycho too? Like, we don't know. But yeah, she definitely like strong armed the motherfuckers and said, let's go. And they went. Like, what? But yeah, once I got past the hip hop part, I was able to finish it. And I enjoyed it. And it's number 8. Unbelievable. I'm sure the rest of you is about to piss some more people off. So you keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Well, yeah, of course. But how you didn't like that?
I hated it. It was horrible. Like, why was it there? It served no purpose. It added nothing of value to the show.
Tripping.
Zero things.
Tripping out. Anyway, so I can't. My heart hurts. My heart is hurting.
You're not gonna sit here and act like your heart is hurting. Wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
To get past the pain, I'll get into number 7.
Scum.
And a lot of people gonna disagree with me on this one, but at 7 I have Kuroko no Basket. And I just loved it. It's maybe because it was my first sports anime that I watched, and it was just so good. And I guess because I'm a hooper. Like, for anybody that doesn't know me, like, I'm a hooper, born and bred.
Born.
Whole life, like, still hoop.
Born. Let's go, like, back to that born.
So, like, a fire basketball anime was like a dream come true for me, and I was like in it.
I just want to reiterate that he said he has Kuroko no Basket over My Hero Academia. I just want you guys to hear that one more time. Just one more time. Kuroko no Basket is above.
But Kuroko is also finished. So
Kuroko no Basket is above that too. My Hero Academia and
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. You damn right. So, yeah, I just loved it the whole time. Like, 75 episodes, and I was engaged for every episode. And maybe because it was hoop, who knows? Maybe because the story was just good, but I loved it the whole way through.
I'll tell you something. My number 7.
She's about to piss me off the way she just looked at me. I could tell she's about to piss me off. If y'all could have seen the way she just looked at me when she said, my number 7.
It's not going to piss him off, she's about actually. To piss it's me really off. Not. It's not going to piss him off.
Okay, let's hear it.
But my number 7 is here because I was on a work trip, basically, and I was in the hotel room by myself, and I just randomly started an anime, and I finished it in that same night. And that never happens for me, like, ever. I've never, outside of what we just did with Yuri on Ice, I have not watched a full season of anime in, like, one day, like, ever. Like, never. My number 7 is Erased.
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
I knew you wasn't going to be mad.
I'm not mad at that.
I love Erased. On top of the fact that the two main characters share my birthday, like verbatim, like I'm never letting that go. I have a whole poster in my room framed up of them at their birthday party that I got from Anime Expo.
She really does have art of them celebrating
our birthday. March 2nd. They're a little younger than me, I think. I think they're more like I think they're 88. I think they're a year before me. But outside of that, I really
love talk about narcissists.
Wow. I can't enjoy my birthday. I can't buy stuff about my birthday for my birthday on my birthday. Like, but yeah, it's I literally did watch it all like in one day. Did I watch it on my laptop? No, I have my HDMI card. I watched it on TV. But I did watch it from my laptop onto the TV. But I literally was like texting him as I was watching it. Like, oh my God, this is so good. I'm going to finish it today. Like, he was like, what the hell are you watching? We also saw the live action, which I will say paralleled it very well, because live action never translates from the anime in a good way. Every other live action I've seen so far, from any cartoon of any nature, has been like trash.
Pretty much every live action is terrible. But the Erased one wasn't bad at all.
But to its credit, to the other animes like that were turned into live actions, those were probably a little bit more difficult due to what was actually being drawn. This was like a real life anime. Like everything that happened in the anime could happen in real life. Like it could translate easily to human beings on TV. Like. But it's a really good story. I love how concerned he was with the girl. He was concerned enough to go back in time. I still don't know how that shit worked. But like, I still have no clue how that.
Yeah, that was my only gripe with that anime. Is like, we got no explanation about how his whole going back in time thing.
Yeah,
because it was like so random.
It would just happen.
Yeah, and
then he
and
was like stuck.
And then it would put him in like the right spots to be.
Right.
Like in the very beginning, it only went back like 5 minutes. And then suddenly we go back 20 years.
And then he never comes back. Like, wait. He just grows up from this coma. Like, how? But if you have not watched Erased, I do suggest Erased. I know a lot of people that do like Erased, actually. I've seen a lot of people say that they have watched and liked Erased. And if you have watched the anime, but you have not watched the live action, go ahead and check out the live action. The thing I like most about Erased is that I could not predict it ahead of time. Like, I couldn't be where in the scene that it is, like, currently. Like, if I'm watching it, I couldn't go from the scene I am right now to the next scene and guess it, which for a lot of like TV shows I can do. Some animes I can't, because it's very imaginative. But that is something that I do like in anything that I watch, is not being able to predict what's going to happen next or how it's going to end. So he swears up and down he knew who the guy was. He probably Googled it.
I didn't. I swear I didn't. By episode 4, I knew how the story was going to end, but I knew like
who the culprit was.
Yeah, who the culprit was. And
he a liar.
I'm not. But that like it kind of bugged me, because I could, for me, the story was predictable. I don't know if it's because I'm a storyteller or what, or just because like I know how story structures usually go. But for me, it was very good. Like it wasn't like it was so predictable that I didn't want to watch. But even though I kept watching, I still kind of knew the general thing that was going on. I didn't know the details or, you know, like how something was going to happen, but I did kind of know what was going to happen throughout. So that, for me, that kind of knocked some points down, just because it was so predictable for me. And I've been yelled at about that before already. So you don't have to. So no one has to come yell at me for that.
No, yell at him. But be my backup.
I've already gotten that lashing
a few times. I'm here to deliberate every time.
It was still very good. Like, not taking anything away from it, but for me, it was a bit predictable.
What's number 6 then?
So at 6.
Oh God.
Y'all, the bullshit train is almost coming now.
I'm almost positive that my list will piss off more people than hers will. But so at number 6, I have JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yeah, if that's not in the top 3, it's not on my list at all. But if it's not on the top 3, you're gonna have people mad. I can see that. JoJo's is good, don't get me wrong. It's just not on my list at all.
For me, I have JoJo's at 6 because the first 3 seasons are like so good. Like they're really, really good. The Diamond is Unbreakable was okay, which is why I have it at 6. And I honestly, depending on how Golden Wind goes, we'll see if it stays in my top 10 or if it stays at 6. But the first 3 seasons were really good. The second season, with Joseph, is my favorite season. It's like, that's like one of my favorite seasons of anime, period. Like, it was so good, especially with the 3 vampires from, were they from Brazil or Peru? Wamu, Kars, and I can't remember what the 3rd one's name was. But, like, after I watched it, I was like,
he swore he was Kars, guys. He swore.
Totally in love with Kars. Totally in love with Wamu.
He was, like, gay for Kars. Like, he was, like, legit, like, Man Crush Monday, Tuesday, low key, Wednesday,
like they, Thursday. They, like, I really had a thing for them. But, like, yeah, that second season was incredible to me.
I agree. JoJo's was great. I have not seen Diamonds of Breakable or Golden Wind, but those first 3 were really good. It's just not on my list because, one, I haven't finished it, and, 2, I probably could have lived without it. For me personally, like me, it was a great anime. It has a 5-star.
Like, I can understand. I can, like, I have it at 6, but I could definitely understand someone not having it in their top 10. Yeah, for me too, the art style is like gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I love the art style. Yeah. I do have it rated, like, you know, on my little anime planet list. Like the first 3, they all have 5 stars, but some of these on here also on my top 10 don't have 5 stars.
Like, yeah, same with me.
So it's in my opinion. I don't know what they have for anyone else, but my top 10 doesn't necessarily mean, like, you know, the best anime of all time, ever. Like, some of these don't have 5 stars.
My number 1 is actually the best anime of all time, just letting everyone know beforehand.
I don't even know what his top 1 is right now, but the fact that he said that just really, like, you know, annoyed my soul. Like, my back started hurting, like... Just because he feels like his taste is that good. Like,
it is. It is actually the best anime of
I want
all
you
time.
Guys to understand that he put My Hero Academia at, like, number 9. I think it's number 9. It's number 9, right?
Yes, it's number 9.
So are we trusting his taste? No.
Yes, you should.
Okay, so that was your number 6 that you said?
That was my 6, yes. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Yes.
Okay.
So what's your 6?
My number 6 is his number 9. My Hero Academia.
Oh. Now y'all just heard her clowning me for having My Hero Academia at number 9. I just want everyone to rewind 30 seconds, literally 30 seconds, to where she was clowning me for having My Hero Academia at number 9. And then let it play 30 seconds more to her saying that my number 9 is her number 6.
But it's not 6 higher than 9? Okay, moving on. My Hero Academia is at my number 6 because I fucks with that shit, but there are some predictable portions to that show. But it's going to be predictable portions to the show when it's superheroes versus villains. Like, that's just...
Well, yeah.
There's that... Someone's gonna win. And depending on how far you're into the story, you're going to know if the villains are going to win. You're going to know if the superheroes are going to win. Like, that's just pretty basic good TV. It being somewhat predictable is not a bad thing because it is still good AF. I'm not going to go all the way into it because I'm sure everybody that's listening to this has seen it. And if you haven't, stop listening to this. Go watch it. Come back to this exact second. I don't know what second this is because I don't know. But come back and then, you know.
listen to the rest. Last episode too.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do it every episode.
So every episode, she's going to tell y'all, if y'all haven't seen this, pause, stop what you're listening to, go watch it, and then come back.
And I want you to watch all the seasons too. Like, don't just watch the first episode and come back. No, no, no. You have some work to do, okay?
Season 3 just wrapped up, just for those who don't
know. It's on Hulu for you guys that may not be, you know, into having like Crunchyroll or something like that. It is on Hulu. Search it. You know somebody with a Hulu login. Get to it. Watch it on your phone. Watch it at home. Watch it at work. I don't care. You can. Is it dubbed? I didn't watch it dubbed.
I think there is a dub on Hulu. There should be, because what's that? What the hell? Toonami has it running.
Okay.
And Toonami only does dubs.
I don't be paying attention to what has a dub, because I don't be watching them, so. And let me stop lying, because I just finished watching Code Geass on dub, because I was trying to do other stuff and get done with it. But, yeah, like I said, watch it. It's at my number 6. Fight me if you want to. See me in the streets. I don't care, because it's at my number 6. And my top 5 is better than My Hero Academia.
Mine too.
All right, going into, all right, we are into the top five.
Ooh.
Are you guys ready?
Top 5.
Hold your breath.
Right, hold your breath. Absolutely hold your breath, because, oh man.
Okay, scream at all him, right, though. Leave my 5 alone.
All right, top 5. Here we go. At 5, I have Samurai Champloo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved the hip-hop aspect of it. I loved how they mixed hip-hop into it. She didn't like it, but I loved it.
Why read this?
especially the graffiti episode.
Oh, I fucked with the graffiti episode. Yeah,
the graffiti episode, the way they mixed hip-hop into that was perfect.
I did
perfect.
Actually like that episode with the hip-hop.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome. But so, same thing she said, like, the way this girl
tiny gets, little fool, yeah, like, how gets, dare you, girl?
She gets these two elite fighters to come on a adventure with her to find her dad.
And she didn't even tell them that it was her dad.
Right.
Come find the sunflower samurai.
Yeah.
Like, these two wanted to kill each other, and she made them not do it. Like, how?
Right. She was the peace between the two of them, because they would have chopped each other's heads off. But yeah, I thought it was, for me, that show was awesome. All
10 out of 10, would recommend.
And then also, I liked that it was short. Like, I like, don't get me wrong, I do like some long running anime too, but I love when a story gives you a good story in a short amount of episodes. Mm-hmm. And very rarely also do you get a satisfying ending with anime, I feel like, at least for what I've seen so far. The stuff that ends the series, the last two episodes aren't always super satisfying, but for me, the way that Samurai Champloo wrapped up at the end was like perfect.
Yeah, I fucks with it. That's my shit. This is my number 8. Okie dokie. We're going to move on into my number 5. And I'm going to bring it to you guys here in my little sexy jazz voice, you know? So, you know, bring your ear a little closer and listen here. My number 5 is Food Wars. And I'm saying this low because I know someone's screaming right now.
I'm not mad at it.
It's probably... He's screaming on the inside. You guys seen Inside Out?
I'm not screaming at all on the inside.
You guys seen Inside Out, the little angry man that's in there? That's Keith right now.
I'm not. I'm really.
If I would have said it at number 10, he'd be angry.
I would be angry at.
What? You would be angry.
I would be angry with it at 10.
Especially since we've been watching it the whole time. Like.
I would be pretty angry with it at 10. I'll admit that.
Food Wars is my shit. Like, I love someone, like, I want to just, like, I haven't really found anything cute for to put in my room of him, but I just love him. Like, he perseveres through all the shit talking everybody do and like kill they shit. Like, how come y'all can't cook better than him? Like, what's wrong with y'all? His dad, oh my God, his dad's so fine. Ooh. Having a crush on a cartoon is weird. I want y'all to know.
It's not that weird.
He likes hentai, so it is indeed weird.
Don't be telling my business. You don't know if I wanted them to know that.
If you didn't want them to know that, I'm sure you wouldn't tweet it every night.
Mind your business.
Everybody that's listening to this has probably followed us.
Everyone should love giant anime titties.
Everyone should. There's like this cool little anime titty bounce that happens. It's like,
right. It's like, it's so graceful.
It's like, do, 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 boing, boing,
like,
boing.
Like they blink and they wiggle.
And it's like, they take so much effort. The artists put so much like emphasis on the boobs. And like on the, like if the skirt happens to blow up, the little cuff, did you know that, I'm going to be quiet.
Anyway, so her number five.
My number five is Food Wars. Oh, another reason why Food Wars is my shit is the damn food orgasms are hilarious. Like, I know if someone hasn't watched it and they just heard what I just said, they're going to be like, what the fuck did she just say? I said the food orgasms, yes, orgasms, that's what I said, are hilarious. The first few are going to catch you. Actually, all of them are going to catch you off guard. every last one of them.
The first few is like, what the fuck? And then they start happening so often that it eventually becomes like, okay, so what's it going to be this time?
You're like waiting for it. Like, what are they going to do this time? Like, what's going to happen? I love the storyline. I love the characters, all of them. I love how they all have their own distinct personalities and they all bring something different to the show. And I do suggest everybody watch this. I know one of our friends, he watched the first episode and was like, no. But I feel like he should pick it back up. Patrick, is there some dust in this room? I've been having a little bit of allergic reactions in here.
This is your room.
Hey. See, look, you're not holding it down for the town right now. You snitching. You snitching.
Oh, but you can tell everybody I like hentai.
You tell everybody you like hentai. So yeah, Food Wars, if you have not seen it, just move past the food orgasms. If it's too much for you, if you can't watch an octopus, you know, like fondle a woman's breasts, just fast forward. I don't know. Watch the show. Don't watch it for the food gasms. Okay. I'm not going to say too much more because I know it's on his list. So it's somewhere in the top five. So I will let him finish that. The rest of the talking about that when it's his turn to talk about that. What's your,
so my turn?
Are you on your four? Yeah.
So at number four, I have Food Wars. So my number four is Food Wars.
For the record, we cannot see each other's list.
Yeah, we did not, like, we discussed that we would be doing top 10 lists, but we did not tell each other what our lists were going to be.
For the record, I did not know that was next.
So yeah, my number four is Food Wars.
So we can continue this conversation.
And yeah, it's just awesome. Like, there's not really a huge way to describe it. It's just awesome. Like, it's literally Food Wars. It's cook-offs. Like, if you love Chopped, yeah. Like, if you love Chopped, if you love MasterChef, like, I know so many people love all those cooking competition shows.
I didn't even think about that part.
So, if you like cooking competition shows, you will absolutely love Food Wars. It does get into, like, if you're not used to anime weirdness, then the food orgasms might be a little weird for you, but you get used to them eventually.
Yeah, just go past them. It's okay. You know, some things make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, get into some new stuff.
Because broaden your horizons.
It's honestly great. And the fact that, like, it's a shonen anime, but it's cooking.
Yeah, and there's, like, no violence.
Yeah,
no,
like,
there is violence. There's violence in the kitchen.
It's cooking battles, but they're as intense as, like, Goku versus Cell. Like, that's how intense the cooking battles get. They are more intense. I'm giving. I wanted to give an example that everyone would would be familiar with. But like, we all remember how intense Dragon Ball Z would get when it was like Goku versus Frieza or Goku versus Cell. And
define we.
And well, you never watched Dragon Ball Z. I know, but most people have seen Dragon Ball Z, and most people remember how intense those fights were. And Food Wars is so much more intense.
It's just better. Just watch
and
it.
And it's so good. It's so good. See. And it's cooking. And like, they're cooking with like real recipes.
Yeah, you can make food.
Yeah, like if you take the time if you want to take the time and write down the recipes and stuff, you can literally make the food that's in the show. So
there is a Japanese cookbook of it. They have yet to translate it into English so that I can buy it.
Yes, there is an official Food Wars.
It doesn't have 100% of the recipes in it.
Yeah, I think it's only season one.
I think so. Yeah, but it exists. If you speak Japanese and can read it,
if you can read Japanese, there is an official Food Wars cookbook available that you can buy. If you can read Japanese and you do decide to buy it. It would be greatly appreciated if you could translate it into English so that we can also indulge in the delicious Food Wars.
Yes, please. Thank you in advance.
Dishes.
You know, that would be great. You're awesome already. I'm just here to tell you.
All right, you're number four.
My number four is something I have not met that many people that have watched. But my number four is Bungo Stray Dogs. That show is my shit. I intend to watch it again. I did watch the little movie that they had out. But I really, 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 really identify with Dazai.
Yeah, I haven't seen Bungo Stray Dog, so I can't chime in too much on it. I do plan on watching it eventually.
Because I always rave about it and I have pins on my backpack.
Yeah, like she loves it. I just haven't had a chance to get to it yet.
Yeah, I found some pins at this little shop that was at Anime Expo. This little vendor or whatever. Not a shop, because clearly. But yeah, I was excited. I got the last two pins, and Diamond really wants my pins, and she can't have them, and she, like, wants to cry all the time. But I love the show. I love that... I really like when shows just bring diversity throughout. Not necessarily, like... racial diversity. My anime doesn't need to be that diverse in that aspect because clearly it's from Japan. I would like for it to be diverse. It would be cool, but I don't require such things. But I like the powers that they have. Like they all have their own like power that they can access. It may not be like, you know, like something that they can like shoot fire from their hands or something like that. It's not like My Hero Academia powers. But there are villains and there are good guys. And even the good guys have like their challenges. Like I fucks with the whole notion. I'm not going to spoil anything because I know a lot of people haven't seen it. But if you have seen it and you like it, let me know because it's one of my, like literally it's number four. And it's only number four, literally only number four because of what's number 3, 2, and 1. So if number 3, 2, and 1 didn't exist, it'd be number one. But clearly those numbers exist. But yeah, so if you do like that Bungo Stray Dogs, let me know. I would love to talk to you about it because I don't want to spoil too much for everybody that hasn't seen it. Because I know like four people in total. And I think I'm up too high, actually. I think I know two that have seen it and... But that I know. I don't know that many people that watch anime either. So there's that.
Yeah, that's true.
But so I know like two people that have seen it and enjoyed it. So watch it. I'm not gonna tell you to pause because it's not My Hero Academia, but watch it. Put it on your watch list right now. Now you can pause. I just found a way for you to pause. Pause, put it on your watch list, come back. I'll give you 1, 2. Okay, you should be done by now. Thank you. Go ahead, babe. You're number three.
All right, top three. So, at three, I have Devilman Crybaby.
Three?
At three.
You?
Yes.
Three.
That's how good it was. Like, I told you last episode it was good.
The way you talk about it.
I have it at three.
I wouldn't expect that for number one, the way you talk about it.
Oh, well, you know.
I know. Your number one is my number one, though. Is.
You know my number one. But Devilman Crybaby is very close.
Wow. I'm still surprised that it's even number three.
It's an absolute beautiful masterpiece.
Sorry, guys. I didn't watch it yet.
She hasn't watched it. But it's only 10 episodes. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. It's on Netflix. Like, it's hard to put it into words how beautiful it is.
I feel like you need to warn people before you tell them that it's beautiful.
I'm trying to, like, it's hard to really get too much into it without any spoilers, because it does move pretty quickly since it is only 10 episodes. I haven't seen the original Devilman, so I can't really liken it to the original. I know the original's longer, but Devilman Crybaby for me was just like amazing. It just came out this year. When I finished it, I watched it again. Like literally, I finished it and then just went back and watched it again. And then I waited like 2 days and then I went and watched it again.
Because he's childish.
I think I've watched the whole season maybe 5 or 6 times now. And I mean, it is quick since it is only 10 episodes. But like, it's just a roller coaster ride all the way through, and it has like beautiful embedded meaning, and there's a bunch of additional stuff that you probably have to, like, deeper meanings and stuff that you have to kind of really look for, but it's just awesome all the way through. It is a bit gory, so I will say there probably should be some type of graphic content warning, maybe.
That's the warning I was looking for, guys.
Not Goblin Slayer level graphic, but it is pretty, it does get pretty close, though, I will say that. But I loved it all the way through. So, yeah, that's my number three. Devilman Crybaby.
Cool beans. My number three is, probably going to piss some people off with this number three placement. It is a top one for a lot of people, but it's number three for me. Can you guess what it is?
She's about to make me mad.
It's a number three for me. But this anime, I'm going to say it last so that we can go ahead and breeze into his number two before you guys murder me in my sleep. I'm not going to say the name of it yet, but this anime actually is what brought us together. Seriously, anyways, because there was a less serious moment. And then it became a serious moment after having watched this whole anime. Don't spoil it. You want to say it so bad. You want to just out me. I really do love the anime, but
I'm trying to figure out if your three
together. What did we watch?
But that's the thing, because we kind of watched them right after each other.
No, we didn't. We watched one first because we had to watch that one first to watch the other one. I was already living here when we watched the other one. I was still living downtown when we watched this one. This was before we became official. Mm-hmm. So you have to know now. Mm-hmm. He doesn't remember, guys. He don't remember.
She's lying.
I am lying, but he doesn't remember. It's okay. I'm a blurry memory to him, so it's whatever. Mm-hmm.
So just say it then.
My number three.
She's about to make me mad.
I am about to make you mad. I am. It's about to, you're about to be upset. Is Yu Yu Hakusho?
I should have never told her to say it.
I was trying to say it last. I really, really, really enjoy. But
I can't believe this.
But it is a top three anime.
Top five anime betrayals.
I've got 2 out of 5 already. Like, how are we here? How are we here? What? I enjoyed the anime, but I'm going to say a critique that I have not said out loud yet.
Oh, now she's really trying to make me mad.
His favorite part is too long.
Oh.
For me, it was a lot of fighting for no reason.
But there was a reason.
Not all of that. It could have been less fighting. It was long a tournament. As hell. Okay.
Tournaments are long.
It was too long for me. But that's not why it's at 3, though. It's just a critique that I have. It's very long. The whole anime is long. You know, I'm the biggest fan of long animes. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody has seen it. If not in full, they've seen some of it. I enjoyed it, though. It's in my top 3. I mean, like, there's something that did not make the 10. Okay? It's at 3. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you mad.
Yes, I am.
Ooh, you mad. Yeah, I mean, it was visually greatness. I would actually enjoy to see it with, like, today's technology, but not, like, I still want it to be a cartoon, though. Like, I want it to be, like, you know, a regular cartoon, but, like, today's, same life, they revamped it like they did Hunter x Hunter. But, it was good. It was great. I loved it. It resonates as a memory. I love it. Like,
I'm shaking my head for those of you that can't see.
For everyone that can't see, because this is a podcast. He's going to hate me. He's going to probably block me for like 2 days and then text me on the 3rd day like, hey, what are you doing? No, he's not, because he'd be single if he did that. Oh, a lot of dust in here. What's your number 2?
I can't believe her. Anyway, so my number 2 is Hunter x Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone should know what my number 1 is by now.
Since he's so angry.
But Hunter x Hunter is very close. And honestly, I say all the time that Hunter x Hunter has an argument for number 1, but it needs to finish. And Yoshihiro Togashi doesn't seem to want to finish it. So who knows if we'll ever get that finish. So it may stay at number 2.
I'm just going to write it myself.
Right. Like, I love Togashi, man. I really do. Like, he's my favorite manga writer, anime writer, whatever. But I know he's like at home playing video games instead of finishing Hunter x Hunter, and it makes me upset
in that damn room.
But like dude, you're married to the writer creator for Sailor Moon. Like, at least have her finish it. Like, I know you have what you want to do, you just don't want to actually put it on paper.
Maybe he doesn't have what he wants to do, and maybe that's why he's on hiatus.
I'm sure he does. I'm absolutely sure he knows how he wants to finish it. And I've seen interviews where he's like, I don't know if I'm going to die first or if Hunter x Hunter is going to finish first.
It's rude.
Right, isn't it?
Where does he live? I'm about to pull up. I just want to talk.
But anyway, so I have Hunter x Hunter at number 2. There's a lot of allusions to Yu Yu Hakusho in it because obviously it's the same writer. I've noticed a lot of parallels between the two. Hunter x Hunter is a little more fun. It doesn't get quite as dark as, even though Yu Yu Hakusho doesn't get super dark, like Hunter x Hunter is kind of upbeat and jolly for the most part, since that's kind of how Gon is as a character. But yeah, I mean, for me, it's long. If you haven't seen it, it's very long. It's a very long anime, but very good. I love it. Keeps you on your toes, kind of. Like, it's not super predictable. For me, that show has I'd say a top 3 arc of all time, and a top 3 moment within that arc of all time as well. But yeah, that's my number 2. It's Hunter x Hunter.
Excuse me. My number 2
is going to piss everybody off because it is above.
Yeah, I'm already pissed because it's the above number three Yu Yu Hakusho, and I don't even know what it is yet.
It's gonna piss you off immediately.
Spit it out. Spit it out.
My number two is Noragami. The reason. I love Noragami. I love Yato. Oh, I just love Yato. He's my favorite ever. Just ever.
Above Yu Yu Hakusho, really?
Yes. Yes.
Who even are you? Who are you? Who is this person?
I, like, love Noragami.
I'm very upset.
No, it is not going to be in probably anyone else's top three, but I don't care because I'm Janice, and I said my top two is, it contains Noragami. God damn it. You're lucky I didn't say Bungo Stray Dogs. Noragami is just a great story. If you haven't seen it, like I say, everything that I like, you should go watch. I don't care if you like it, honestly, because your opinion matters not here. But Noragami is awesome. I love Yato. I love the struggle he goes through. I love that everybody's against him, like, and not necessarily like in a, you know, competitive way, or they want to see him fail. They just think he's going to fail. And I love that he literally does not care that people think he's going to fail. He's going to continue to try until it gets better for him. Like, all he wants is his shrine. That's it. That's all he wants. He wants to be respected. You're going to put some respect on Yato Gami's name, okay? I just love that anime. I'm going to watch that again, too. But not right now, because I don't have time. But it's going to be it's on the rewatch list. There's not very many things that I am willing to rewatch outside of The Grinch That Stole Christmas. But, yeah, Noragami's on the list of rewatching. And he is livid. You guys should see him.
I can't believe this.
He's livid.
Noragami is a very good anime, I will say that.
It ain't even on his top 10, though, so it can't be that great to him. You see that?
Mm-hmm. Season 1 is very good, much better than Season 2 to me. I wouldn't have been mad at top 10, honestly. I would not have been mad at top 10.
He's mad at 2, though.
But at 2 and above Yu Yu Hakusho.
He's pissed.
Like, oh my God. I can't believe this. So obviously, my number one is Yu Yu Hakusho. For me, it's the greatest anime I've ever seen. Like, I know a lot of people hate the ending. I hate the ending.
The ending was trash. I'm sorry.
Like, I hate the ending.
That's why I said 3.
I know Togashi wrapped it up because he was like tired of working like a slave at Shonen Jump. But I do wish he had ended it much better. Even if it was like just a little bit longer so that the ending made more sense, that would have been cool with
me. If everybody just died.
Like, I hated how he just, it was basically just time skip and then end.
The beach. But, excuse you. Why are you on the beach?
But, yeah, it's, for me, it's the best anime I've ever seen. I first saw it when it came on Toonami, when I was like 7 or 8, and then when I finally figured out that anime was on the internet freely, I went back and rewatched it, and it was just as good as I remember it being when I was a kid.
You was watching anime instead of playing outside. What would you do? The adults gonna come get you.
It's also, it's the greatest dub of all time.
I agree.
Very, very few bearable dubs.
That's better than the sub.
Yeah, that's better. Exactly.
Well, to me, I'm sure somebody that speaks Japanese probably likes the sub because it's in Japanese. But
I mean, for me, the only acceptable dubs are Yu Yu Hakusho and Dragon Ball Z. But yeah, Yu Yu Hakusho, the fact that it was so good as a dub, and then like the story's just amazing, and the art is the art is so good that like if it was put out today as is, no one would know that it was
the '90s, and yeah, as like, it is,
yeah, exactly.
They don't know it's kind of old though.
Like it came out in 92 or 93 is when it started.
Early '90s, yeah.
And the art is as good as a lot of the stuff, better than a lot of the stuff that I see today coming out, you know, in 2018. So yeah, for me, Yu Yu Hakusho has been always, probably always will be, the greatest anime of all time.
I'm not here to negate that fact of your number one. I'm here to just speak on my fact of number one. My number one is Hunter x Hunter, because Hunter x Hunter is my life. It's not really my life, but...
See, I'm not mad at that. I'm not. If she would have had Yu Yu Hakusho at 2 and Hunter x Hunter at 1, I would have been totally okay with that.
It's not.
Well, clearly.
Yeah.
Because I'm upset.
I was actually going to come on here and just start saying that my number one was Naruto, but I feel like I've already angered him enough. Naruto is not my number one, but I know that would have pissed him off. If I even would have started with like, no, he would have flew over here. I would be dead. but I was going to do it in a joking fashion, but I didn't feel like doing it anymore. But yes, Hunter x Hunter is my favorite duo of characters ever, I want to say. I love Killua and I love Gon. I'm Gon. My friend Diamond is Killua. We have matching stuff, like multiple things that match. I am the good of the earth and she is the killer of the earth. I kid. When Diamond hears it, she's going to text me and it's going to be a whole bunch of middle finger emojis. But she knows the truth. But it's definitely one of my favorite animes. I suggest it to everybody that has not dabbled in anime. I suggest it to everybody. Most of you guys have probably seen it, so I don't have to really go too far into it. But I love... Like I'm telling you, like, I really like when all the characters bring something different. Like, Kurapika, he brought his own storyline, and that was probably one of my favorite, like, side stories in an anime ever. Like, what he brought to it and his progression through as a character and what he became and how he... I'm gonna be quiet, because maybe some of you guys haven't seen it. But, yeah, his storyline was cool. And I just really love that anime. Like, that's a top tier, my number one right now. Probably will continue to be my number one. I want him to finish it. But if he doesn't finish it, they'll probably still be my number one, honestly.
We'll probably have to read the manga to finish it, honestly. I don't think we'll get an anime finish. He might finish the manga, and then I just don't think anyone will want to finish the anime, any production studio, so we'll probably have to...
That's fine. So long as I can conclude the story. But yeah, Gon and Killua are my favorite two characters in life. Like, ever. Like, as a duo. There's some trios that I like, but as a duo, they're my number one. So, let us know how we pissed you off, because, he let me know I pissed him off, so I'm sure I made someone else mad.
Oh, she is not going to hear the end of this. She is not going to hear the end
of it. I'm blinking twice because I'm afraid. You guys can't see it, but I'm blinking twice. Help. Help. But, yeah, so that's our top 10. That's my current top 10, though. I also want to put that disclaimer out there back again that this is my current top 10. I have not seen... I've seen some anime, I don't get me wrong, but I have not seen everything, so don't kill me, okay? Kill him. He swears he's seen everything, so it's all him.
I do not swear I haven't seen anything, because I know I haven't seen everything. Like, I know some people are probably going to be upset Neon Genesis Evangelion isn't on here, but I haven't seen that, and I don't think you've seen that either. No.
Like, there, yeah, like some of those, like top 10. That's why I did a poll, not a poll, but I did like a questionnaire a couple, maybe like 2 weeks ago, and I asked what are some top tens or top threes for everybody. And I have this like running tally. I said I was gonna put it up. I haven't put it up yet, but I am gonna. I still have it. I just haven't put it up yet. Some of those I want to go through with that have like the majority of the tallies. I want to go through and watch and see how they are for myself.
So that wraps up our top 10 our top 10 list. Tweet us. Tell us what you think about our top 10s.
The Twitter again is SQ_AnimePod, P-O-D. Let us know what your top 10s are. And also, we have something running for the next episode. For the newbies, for our newbies, the people that are listening to us, for us, because they love us, but they don't necessarily love anime. This is for our newbies. Our next episode is going to be like an anime 101, like, you know, abroad, you know, not we're not going to go too in depth with anything, but we're just going to cover the top of anime, basically. But for our newbies,
I'm excited for the next one. To be honest,
it's gonna be fun.
I'm excited.
For our newbies, we want you to tell us, what do you want to know about anime?
Or even if you're not super new, but you're not exactly a veteran either, like, tweet us. Let us know what you want to hear about. We'll see if we can work that in too. So yeah, again, the Twitter is SQ_AnimePod. You can tweet me directly, I guess, at Strange Keith.
You can tweet me directly at Quirky Jerk, spelled just like it sounds.
don't yell at me. I'm not too partial to yelling.
Scream at him. Scream. don't yell at me, because I'll yell back.
I'm sure there's people that disagree with my list. So if you have a question, concern, comment, then, you know, tweet the podcast Twitter or my direct Twitter.
It's arguing time.
And, I guess that'll do it. So we'll catch y'all next time.